Well, on the depth chart, we know it's Matt Ryan. Then, well, look, we thought at the beginning of the preseason, T.J. Yates' experience would give him a big edge. Renfrey's played very well. What are your thoughts on these two guys? You've been in this situation.
And that's what's making it so interesting is they traded for T.J. Yates, expecting him to come in and be a clear-cut backup for Matt Ryan. And he's, you know, he's had experience. He's played in some games. And you expect it wasn't going to be a battle. But Sean Renfrey has definitely turned this into something that's very interesting. He's moved the ball every time he's been in the ball game. T.J. Yates, not so much. So it's going to be an interesting battle coming down to this last preseason game. And T.J. Yates is really going to have to step up, I believe, if he wants to be the backup behind Matt Ryan.
All right, Jen, what are folks saying, and in particular, a guy we know?
A guy we've heard from before. Yeah. I got to say, tweet of the week comes from Roddy White. Here it is. Week one in the Dome is going to be crazy. I couldn't agree more. Fans are ready. Let's go.
All right. Okay. No. I have no eligibility left, Coach. I can't help you in the secondary. DJ tried to coach me up.
No.
You're not. I got an agent.
Sorry, man.
All right.
Put a word in for
coming up Thursday, 6 o'clock, Falcons at Jaguars, last preseason game on CW 69. Of course, Friday at 10 o'clock, Wes Durham and Dave Archer with training camp. Wrap up Saturday at 6 p.m. It's Rise Up Weekly for you. So it's a full week of things leading up to that last preseason game and after that. And then, of course, the Saints come marching in. Everybody be ready.
We're ready.
Thank you for being with us.
We're ready.